Blog Talk Radio.
When he called in on his phone. Hello, welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. PG will be calling in just a few minutes. He's gonna. Hey man, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, people. We are just gonna do a. Gonna have an awesome show. We're looking forward, amen, to God moving. I don't know exactly, amen, if our guest will be calling in, but when he calls in, amen, if amen, we are going to bless God, have a awesome show. Praise God. So, amen. Welcome to the show. How was everyone's Thanksgiving? I'm praying, amen, that you had a blessed time. I'm praying that God, amen, moves in your family. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I was dying there, Brother PG. Oh, glory be to God. I was hoping, amen, that you caught that thing on. Praise God. We're going to play some good music for the people today. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And just let it do what it do. We look forward, amen, later on in the show to having our guest Soldier on. Praise God.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's after Thanksgiving, so we don't know exactly if he will make it. If he don't, we got some good music on the switchboard. Brother PG, he's going to be over the music today, so whatever he loves or whatever he spots, we know that he's going to let it play like it goes today on My Gospel.
Hallelujah. We just going to pray that God just work with us today, amen, and that everyone
amen.
Who was here today had a very blessed and happy Thanksgiving, that you
amen.
Knew what the day was all about, not just about the turkey, but just about the things that God has done for us that we should. If for nothing else, designate and set aside a day to just give thanks for those things and just reflect and to be an example to family and friends and loved ones as well as our enemies on the goodness of God. Hallelujah.
I want to
start the show off by thanking Brother Mark Thomas for calling in on Wednesday. He blessed us with his testimony. If he's listening today, I would love for him to come on in again and talk to us. If not, to come in if he's listening. I just want to let him know that he is still in our prayers. We know that God is doing an awesome and mighty thing in him, and we are privileged to have been blessed by his company. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sister JJ, how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was awesome. I had a blessed time. I went out to my brother's home and saw all my, his family as well as all of our family got together and they had some good food. They were playing cards and, you know, and I videoed it so I could have something to show the people, praise God, and show them that we had a good time in God and, you know, so look for it on Gospel TV. We're going to be putting it together and hopefully the end of next week you'll be seeing how Thanksgiving was with the Gospel Soul family.
Hallelujah.
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 How was yours?
Man, I'm still living on high right now. It's always a blessing to just be around the family and just kind of lay low and wind down and just have a good time in the Lord and as well as with family. Food was awesome.
Amen.
You know, sometimes you can get together with family and family don't see eye to eye. That did not happen this time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And
Hallelujah.
It was a lovely time. Lovely
Amen.
time. Hallelujah.
Amen. But you know what? And that's what we were talking about on the show this week. We were talking about thanks. We were talking about just loving on one another and being and seeing your parents and your cousins and all these different people gather. It's just I think it's an awesome thing. I think it's better to be able to look at each other while you're on top of the ground instead of when you're getting ready to leave it or when they, you know, come on, let's view the body and all this nonsense. I want to see you while you're up running and laughing and talking. And, you know, that's how I want to see you, praise God. So I thank God for Thanksgiving and this holiday season because it's truly a time for families to get together.
Hallelujah. Well, I don't know about you, Sister JJ. I'd like to take a breath real quick and try to. I'm gonna try. We're gonna pray. Everyone, start praying with me right now. We're gonna pray and try to play this song right here because every day we should try to do this. This is 2x2, Edify right here on My Gospel Soul. I hope y'all praying with me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That was 2x2 right here on My Gospel Soul saying we should all edify the church to the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, Sister JJ, but that food show edified me yesterday. Hallelujah.
Did it lift you up? Did it lift your spirits? Hallelujah.
It lifted my cholesterol. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Oh, but the Lord is going to bring it right on back down. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I mean, my mom did this sweet potato pie. Then my sister did this hot water cornbread. Glory be to God. A sister stopped by and dropped off a banana pudding on me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And glory be to God. And I had a wonderful time taste testing it all. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, we cannot go any further, Sister JJ, without giving a little bit of word here today while we wait on our brother to come on in.
Amen.
I pray that he is remembering today and that he is definitely going to come in and bless everybody with his presence. But if not, we will edify the church today. We love to say how the church is not the physical building that you attend, where your covering, your pastor, your shepherd is the leader of. The church is the body, yourself.
Amen.
You may have church wherever you go, hallelujah. And if we were to turn in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, starting at verse 4, it says, "He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but I would rather have you prophesy. He who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless he interprets, so that the church may be edified." Hallelujah.
And
if you're wondering how come I brought that scripture out today, it's because yesterday, all Christians should have had awesome time in the Lord. We should have had a lot of food. We should have had a lot of gathering, a lot of fun, a lot of chit-chat. Before we ate, we should have prayed. And in between that, before, after, and during, we had an opportunity to prophesy to one another. And when I say prophesy, I'm not saying where someone comes up to you and says, "Yes, well, the Lord came and talked to me and told me to tell you this." That's not what I'm saying. The Bible says that the power of life and death lies in the power of the tongue. Therefore, if you speak some positive and some spiritual blessings over someone's life, all they must do is believe it and they will receive it. All they have to do is believe and have faith enough to believe that God can and will do those things in them. You can prophesy different things into their life. You can speak life into them. Hallelujah. Or you can pray in a private tongue that is simply between you and God, which helps no one around you unless you interpret it. Hallelujah. But there is no interpretation needed when you speak life into someone and they receive it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can speak negativity into someone, and it is up to them to receive or reject it, just like it is when you speak life. I'm praying that you speak in positive prophecy. Do not speak into someone's life. You will never be anything. I see you going down the road of hell. Don't speak those things. You do not speak those things into existence. We rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
But two is you speak those things which are of God into their lives. They're not going down the right way today. Well, in Philippians chapter 3 and 12, it says that you can forget those things that you do right now and start to glorify God more so that you may have that thing that God has already ordained for you, which is heaven. Hallelujah. He has gone before us already to prepare that for you. All you must do is believe and confess. You now have been saved. You have a spot in heaven. So we will speak life into each and everybody who is listening today. Hallelujah. We will say to you that you can do better today. Hallelujah.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Hallelujah.
And if
you
I
can
might
do better
add,
today. Hallelujah.
And if I might add something to that, you're talking about what Brother PG is talking about. He's talking about the power of the tongue. He's talking about speaking life. He's talking about the fact that the word says that life and death, glory be to God, is in the power of the tongue. The tongue, the word of God says the tongue is a ready writer. It's a ready writer. It's all, every time the mouth speaks, it's writing something, praise God. And we, praise God, all have to be responsible about what you speak out of your mouth, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Be responsible and also understand, too, that you reap what you sow.
Hallelujah.
I love, how God is working with you, Brother PG. I just wanted to interject that, but I'm listening. Go ahead. Praise God.
Hallelujah. See, a lot of times we like to bring out the negative, especially when we get around our family, because we know so many intimate details of their life. We've been around them for all our lives. Maybe some of us watch them be born and grow. And we know some of the negative things, and we like to harp on those things. And that is the kind of thing that makes someone run from you as opposed to come to you in a time of need. Hallelujah. If you pray to God in a private language and no one understands what you are praying to God about, God is pleased with that. But he would prefer that you not only pray where they can understand and prophesy to them, but that you would also make yourself transparent. Don't act like you are so holy and so perfect that you have never done wrong. Hallelujah. Some of us think that all I've done is some minor things, so therefore I'm not quite as bad as you are because you did this, 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 and this. But in the eyes of God, you have sinned. That's all it is. It's a three-letter word, S-I-N, sin. We as human, we as flesh, we always put the how much something is, how much of a sin this is. This sin is worse than this sin. Oh, this is crazy. That's sin to the utmost. But this is just a small sin. But in the eyes of God, it's all filth. Hallelujah.
Yep.
And we have to, once we get that in our minds, we can understand that we don't have to lord over someone in order to speak life into them. We don't have to be so holy that somebody who needs our prayer and needs our prophecy and needs the God enough to just speak a positive word into them, we can't be so holy that they are too ashamed to come to us and let us know that they have slipped.
Come on.
We can't be so holy that they can't come to us. And this is our family. These are our friends. These are people who trust us with their own personal lives and their own personal things. You know, it's easy for a stranger to come up to you and tell you and testify to you the things that they're going through right now because they may never see you again. But when you talk about family, you talk about friends, you talk about people who are dear to you, people who want you to respect them, love them, see them as the best and all of this, they don't want you to know the dark, deep, intimate secrets of their life. Hallelujah. Especially when they know that you are now a Christian, a woman or man of God, someone who is serious about their faith and about their word. Therefore, we must make ourselves transparent as well. I will be the first to sit here and tell you that I am not perfect, not even close, hallelujah. But what I am is trying and striving to be more and more like Christ every day, hallelujah.
Amen.
I will never beat you over the head with the word of God, but I will speak life into you with the word of God. Hallelujah. I pray that the same ones that I'm speaking life to today will speak life into me tomorrow because they have now received that God has given to them, which is word. Because all of us have the ability to talk to God and be talked to by God. All we have to do is actually listen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I pray that we will remember this on these days when family is drawn together by almost necessity and not because they want to. It's those days that you can become closer to your family, not just closer because they are nearer to you. I'm saying closer in spirit. They should think of you as a Christian when they are going through their most intimate dark moments. They should think of you and say, I know that this will not go any further than the man or woman of God that I'm going to call or go see right now, and they will speak something into me that I can use to try to help me to get out of this because right now I'm struggling. Hallelujah. And God places these people in our lives sometimes simply so that we may speak that life into them. But if you come over them or come around them and all you can say is, look at you. You're looking like you're strung out on the streets. You ain't had nothing to eat. You're dirty, this, that. You're speaking all negativity. Guess what? They don't want to hear that. They're going through enough right now. And if you could get off your pedestal and your high horse and your soapbox long enough to remember when you were down to your bottom, whatever that mess may be that you were going through, if you can remember those days, you won't sit up here and remember the person that helped you to come up out of that. And they didn't do it by beating you over the head with the word. Hallelujah. The word is not for us to lord over someone. It's to offer someone what has been offered to us to help us to come through our mess. Hallelujah. 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 I thank you for that, God. I thank you for that word right now because the thing is, somebody needed to hear that today. Somebody needed to hear that today I can do better of helping someone and not beating them over the head with the word. I can do better today by just trying to help someone with the word God has given to me. Matter of fact, the same word that God gave to me that helped me can help someone else. All I have to do is remember that word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The thing is, we have to remember that God is so awesome that the same people that he used to help us sometimes need our help as well. Your pastor, your shepherd, the leaders of the church, the deacons, the men and women of God, evangelists, bishops, all of those need help too. They need a good word sometimes as well. Don't always be a taker. Sometimes give. Hallelujah.
I would like to share a little bit. I like how God is using you today to talk about how people beat people over the head with the word. Because sometimes your intentions be to make sure they get it or to win their soul, but at the same time you drive them away. You drive them away. So I appreciate what God is doing with you today, because a lot of boy men need to know how to, and I've said it before on the air, you need to know how to minister effectively. And sometimes some people are hard. You have to come at them in that way. You know, you have to come at them, you know, kind of harsh. But some people are just not like that. And some
Hallelujah.
People, you know, you can minister that word, and you can let that love and kindness that you show them convict their spirit.
Remember
and
where
God,
you are right there, JJ. Remember where you are right there. You said sometimes we must come at them harsh. But even in our harshness, the Bible says that those of you who are holy should come to them with love.
Mm-hmm.
Reprimand them with love.
Mm-hmm.
Because only love can have someone to hear what you're saying. If you come yell at somebody, they don't hear you as much as if you talk to them with respect. And you have to remember, respect given is respect earned. You can't scream respect from somebody.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, when you scream at them, they trying to think of the quickest way they can get away from you before they punch you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when you show respect, if they disrespect in return, you have the right now to say, I never disrespected you. Why are you coming that way? Let's talk about this as brothers or sisters in Christ.
And another
Hallelujah.
Thing, I mean, I agree. And you know, I guess I'm referring to tough love, the part where you are a little hard, not the screaming and yelling and disrespect, but the toughness that is associated with tough love. You know, you're still approaching in love and all that good stuff, but you're a little, you expect more from them.
Hallelujah.
I guess I can say it. You expect more from them. You expect, you know, so you come in that way. Never yelling, because love is soft. Love is kind. Love is tender. But sometimes that tenderness and that love that you have for them pulls from a place that you know that they have. You know that they've been saved for a while. You know that they've been serving God for a while, you know. So you do come at them, not harsh, but a little hard with them, a little tough with them. You know, to bring out that part of them that they know can do.
Hallelujah. Right now you're listening to My Gospel Soul with your host with the most, Denise Jackson, and the co-host, Brother Alan Lane of D Jesus Freaks. We were just thanking everyone who's listening today. And right now we're just talking about being thankful. We just came off
Amen.
Thanksgiving yesterday. And we asked that you call in. If you call in on your phone, the phone number is 347-826-9424. Call on in, and when you call, press 1 on your phone, and you will be punched in. You can say whatever you want. We will receive what you have to say. And then, guess what? You don't have to hang up after you do that. You still can listen to it on the phone. Hallelujah. And we just encourage everyone to do that. Hallelujah.
And you can also hear it. You can hear it on Facebook. You can hear it on our show page, which is www.blogradio.com/My Gospel Soul. Check out some of our archive shows. Praise God. Brother PG has is our co-host, praise God, and he, amen, God is speaking through him, coming at us with a vengeance, praise God, to let us know, amen, that how, you know, we got to stay real. We keep it real here. We laugh. We cry with you, praise God. We come with that word, praise God. You never know, amen. Well, one thing you do know to expect when you're dealing with My Gospel Soul, you expect, amen, to hear from God. But as far as everything else, praise God, you know, we're going to be laughing, crying, you know what I'm saying, cracking jokes. But this is My Gospel Soul, and we're doing what's real to our gospel soul. Amen.
Sister JJ, right now I would like to play something from an awesome, awesome woman of God. She's just truly a blessing. I uploaded this right now. This is one of my favorite songs from her. I pray that y'all would just hear the words, and this is just basically you got to know who to call out to sometimes. Sometimes it ain't all about quoting the scripture and just all these fancy words that you hear. Sometimes you just got to scream, Father, hallelujah. This is Denise Jackson, Father, right here on My Gospel Soul. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Destiny was hell. Find myself all alone, wondering what went wrong. Lord, I put my trust in you. You're the one to get me through. Please tell me what to do. I'm crying out to you. Man broke it apart, betrayed by the season lies. Forgiveness has me on the rise. Jesus is my sword and shield. All my sins he paid the bill. Yes, I know that he is real. That's why I call his name. I call him
Denise Jackson, right here on My Gospel Soul, screaming, Father, sometimes you just got to call his name, hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to let him call, I'm calling out to you, hear my cry, Father.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Father.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So how did you feel about this song, Sister JJ? That was just an awesome song. That was fresh off the airways. This young lady just flies all over the country just screaming, Father, and everyone helps her to just lift up the name of Jesus by screaming, Father. How did you feel about that song, JJ?
I feel it straight to the point. Because sometimes you don't have the big theological words to say. You don't have some super spiritual, saying and word from God. All you know is to say, Father. Father. So
When you're dealing with babes in Christ, sometimes you have to keep it simple.
Come
when you start saying Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah, they're like, huh? What are you talking about? But when
you
say Father, when you say Father, there is no question who you talking to. I'm talking to my daddy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's it.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Because especially like you say about a babe, when a babe first get their life to Christ and all the things start hitting their life, friends going to start turning on them. Friends, people going to start telling them they ain't really saved. The devil going to try to pull them back in the world. But when you give them something simple to do, or you say just call the name of Jesus, just say Father, just something simple. See, because they don't know it, like you say, they don't know Jehovah Jireh, the my provider and all that. They don't know all of that. All they know is they need a right now. They need something right now, quick.
Hallelujah.
Lord have mercy, Jesus. I'd like that. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord.
I know y'all heard me just kind of joking a little bit right now with my sister because JJ is Janice Jackson, just for those of y'all who may not have caught up on that. And I was just joking with her and messing with her, saying that she is a superstar. She flies all over the country and all over the world doing this. But remember, we must speak life.
Come on now.
That is not me saying that she's going to be bigger than life, but God can do those things. God can turn you from a nobody in your eyes to a somebody in everyone's eyes. Hallelujah. And all you have to do is just let him use you. Every time that you go before someone to speak, ask the Lord real quickly in your own inner thoughts and say, God, sit me down. You stand up. Say to this person what you would have me to say. Use me as a vessel. And you can go as far as you want to. Hallelujah. He said, delight yourself in me. I grant you the desires of your heart. You want to be a music superstar for God? Delight yourself in him. If you sow seeds, positive seeds, you will reap positive seeds. Hallelujah. You will reap a positive harvest, And that's what, that's what these next guys is trying to explain to you. They're saying that it's no limit to what you can do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know who these guys are. This is a funny sounding name. It's kind of catchy though. I'm just gonna say it. It's not really. I don't know if it really should be said together. But this is the Jesus Freaks with No Limit right here on My Gospel Soul.
Hallelujah.
Bible says that you reap what you sow, and I want to know. So that means I gotta plant more, no limit. Lord, please give me the bold spirit to go forth with it. Hey, Bible says that you reap what you sow, and I want to know. So that means I gotta plant more, no limit. Lord, please give me the bold spirit. real witness. There's no limit to what God can do. He saved my soul, he did it for me, he'll do it for you. His grace is sufficient, repenting, he'll forgive you for your sin. That's why I live with him every day, dying in it. His mercy and his promise is true, so praise to do. Cause sick preachers like glue, the Lord's spirit contains deliverance and healing. I know that y'all with me, can I get another witness? That's why I love him so. Anything you want me to do, just say and I go. Cause God willing, you gotta give it to him, man. Feeling, just give me the bold spirit and I'ma go forth with it.
Bible says that you reap what you sow and I want some more. Well, it means I got a bit more, no limit. Lord, please give me the bold spirit to go forth with it. Hey, Bible says that you reap what you sow and I want some more. Well, it means I got a bit more, no limit. Lord, please give me the bold spirit to go forth with it.
Until the whole wide world is flooded, and everybody just represent the one who was hung, beaten, and bloody. For my sake, for your sake, his life no one will take. But he chose to lay it down and save his soul with his loving grace. So you need to stay connected, because his love is perfected, and you'll never be rejected. Just accepted into the kingdom of the Most High God. Ready or not, you need to come as you are. You want a new life, so you had to go and get it. Now study and grow within, and just roll with it. Hey!
Bible says,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, hey, what's going on with you?
That is the Jesus Freaks. We have 2 minutes remaining, and I didn't want to go out without us praying the weekend in.
Amen.
And we're down to 1 minute now, and I don't know how you feel, Sister JJ. Do you feel a praying spirit in you right now?
Amen, amen. I feel that thing, amen. Glory be to God. Lord, I just thank you.
I'm going to try to play a little bit of Richard Hollis' Jesus Saves underneath you, if I can. So
amen.
You just go right ahead, and please don't let me bother you.
Amen. Well, Lord, we thank you right now, Father God, for another opportunity, amen. Flood the airways, amen, with your gospel, with your music, praise God. Lord, we just ask that every ear, amen, that listen to the word of God today, that listen to my gospel soul today, that you continue to bless them, keep them, and we just love you, and we ask that everything that we do be of a sweet smell and savor in your nostrils. Glory be to God. As we give advantage to continue this on Monday. Lord, bless this weekend. Let us have a fruitful weekend, that everything that we do be to you, not to ourselves. Praise God. We pray for every soul, amen, out there that's seeking more of you, pour into their lives, praise God, as vessels of you, speaking into their lives. I thank you for Brother PG, amen, and I thank you, amen, for what you're doing in our lives. Lord, I ask that you bind us so close, amen, so that this radio show, amen, be everything that you mean for it to be. And we thank everybody for tuning in to My Gospel Soul. And remember, stay true to your
gospel soul. Hallelujah.
Y'all
be blessed and have a good weekend. We love you,
amen.
And ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you.
Nothing. God bless you.